Well, you're quite aware now, producers, of the trials and tribulations of the agricultural economy currently. There are multiple questions out there about credit availability and debt situations that face you producers in the midst of low commodity prices. All of this is impetus for folks to attend the upcoming Agricultural Lenders Conferences put on by K-State Research and Extension, set for early October. Rich Llewellyn has joined us once again. He's the lead organizer of this event as an extension assistant in the Department of Agricultural Economics here at K-State. Rich, this is not a new series. These Ag Lenders Conferences have been held every year, but given the tenor of the times, you're anticipating a pretty hefty response to this program.
We're seeing that in the registration so far, actually. There's quite a bit of interest in what is going on and what bankers and farmers can be doing down the road. So we have some topics that are kind of related to that.
And it is designed for financial lenders in the agricultural sector, but it does not exclude producers.
That's true. And we generally have a few producers who do attend both in Garden City and in Manhattan.
These are set, by the way, for the 4th of October in Garden City, the 5th in Manhattan. So addressing what's going on in the agricultural economy and how that affects financial lending situations, what sort of a program have you assembled here?
Well, we've got some outlook topics to start out the meeting, just briefly looking at the beef cattle market outlook and the grain market outlook to start things off, and then a macroeconomic and interest rate outlook, which is something that there's quite a bit of discussion about right now, particularly the fact that the Fed may raise the rate either this month or perhaps the end of the year.
And that's comprising the first part of the morning program. And once more, K-State Research and Extension agricultural economists are on the presenting end of these.
Right. Glenn Tonzer is our cattle marketing economist, and we'll be doing the beef market outlook. Dan O'Brien handling the grain market. And then Brian Brigham, who used to work at the Kansas City Fed in Omaha, will be looking at the interest rates and macroeconomic situation.
After the morning break, then, K-State's Terry Griffin's going to take on a rather interesting topic.
He's been looking using KFMA data, Kansas Farm Management Association data, looking at farms that are in one financial category. Can they go up or down from where they're currently at and how that's happened over the last 15 years or so? So if they are in a high financial category, will they tend to stay there or will they fall? Or if a farm is in a lower category, can they go ahead and move up some or will they stay where they're at? And so he's looking at factors which would influence those farms moving from one category to another.
And he'll be followed up then by a look at more KFMA data on family living expenses and how those change.
Right. Greg Ibendahl is looking at that. That's something that's been of a lot of interest. As we've had the higher farm incomes the last several years, there has been an increase in the family living expenses that have been expended by farms and families there. But now with the lower income coming in, people are starting to look for ways that they can cut some of those expenses. And so he's looking at categories which have risen more and maybe could be dropped, some which are more stable and which are harder to cut now. And so that's something that would be helpful just to understand.
All of that is making up the morning portion of the program, of course, a lunch on site. Then in the afternoon, still more material. Robin Reed of K-State will talk about financial benchmarking, which is always of interest, but even more important now, perhaps.
It is, and she's come up with a really cool tool that will allow a farmer or a banker looking at a farm situation to benchmark in each region of Kansas and by farm type, whether it has primarily cropping or livestock, and figure out where a farm sits relative to its peers in its location, as well as for what type of farm it is, as well as also how big it is. So it can look at big farms versus other big farms or small farms versus smaller farms. This is, I think, one of the key presentations during the meeting, and she will be addressing that, showing the tool, but also looking at where things are this year relative to the last several years.
The formal program will be rounded out then by K-State's Dustin Pendle. And he's been addressing this topic frequently of late, the potential of returning to more diversified farming operations.
That's right. He started looking at this back in January when cattle prices were quite a bit higher, and it seemed to make a little more sense then. But he's continuing to do analysis and figure out, even with the lower cattle prices, along with the low crop prices now, does it make sense to go ahead and diversify and have crops and livestock together in the same operation? Or should a crop farmer just continue as they are? Or if it's livestock, should they continue more as they are, and some of the costs associated with doing that?
No lack for discussion points to get into at this conference. Details on registering for the 2016 Agricultural Lenders Conferences, one or the other, it's all on the agmanager.info website.
We're having a pre-registration fee of $90, and that's before September 29th, so there's still a couple of weeks to go on that. And then if it's after that, the fee goes up to $100, so still not too bad. And they can find that on the agmanager.info website. On the front page, there's an events list, and they can find the Ag Lenders Conference there. And they can register by credit card, or they can print the brochure and fill it out and send in a check if that's how they prefer.
But you can get that $10 break on the registration fee if you get that taken care of no later than September the 29th. $90 pre-registration at the door, $100 per person. And lastly, Rich, you would encourage agricultural lenders and producers as well to take full advantage of the information that your team at K-State Agricultural Economics has pulled together.
Yeah, I sure would. I think we've got some pretty interesting and helpful information here, which is relevant for what's going on right now in agriculture in Kansas.
And there's plenty going on.
There is plenty going on.
Thanks for the preview. We always appreciate it, and good luck with pulling off these conferences.
All right. Thank you.
Extension assistant in the Department of Agricultural Economics at K-State, that's Rich Llewellyn. Again, a look ahead to this pair of K-State Agricultural Lenders Conferences, one in southwest Kansas, one in northeast Kansas. October the 4th at the K-State Southwest Research and Extension Center in Garden City, then October the 5th at the International Grains Program Conference Center in Manhattan. AgManager.info has the full information, including the pathway to registration.